The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Chrissy Small presenting Stranded in Paradise from the book by John Dix. In this show, you'll be hearing stories and songs from the history of New Zealand rock and roll from 1955 through to 1988.
Kia ora, this is John Dix. I'm the author of Stranded in Paradise, and you're listening to Fresh FM.
And that was The Clean from their Boodle 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 EP, and the track was Sad Eyed Lady. In our previous episode of Stranded in Paradise, we came across our independent record labels here in New Zealand who are giving a voice to our independent artists. So, Flying Nun 003 was another Pin Group release, Coat, it was called. But released at the same time, it was The Clean's Boodle Boodle Boodle, which provided the turning point in the label's fortunes, and the EP's phenomenal success guaranteed further releases. It surfaced in late 1981, entering the charts at number 5, hanging around the top 20 for the rest of the year, and then leaping back up to number 5 in January. In all, Boodle 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 spent 6 months in the charts. There were two more Flying Nun releases in 1981, the Gordons album and an EP from Bill Doren.
First he came to Bangkok, he made ends meet, taking clients up an alley and making them feel sweet. He offered up his own body on a battered leatherette seat, and they knew him as a bloodsucker. For a better class of client, he leased a lean-to the bunk and hired a couple of workers to carry out the fight. What started as a sideline, paying them in junk, came to be a most convenient way of dealing with the workers. He had workers for the men, he had workers for their wives. Who would have thought it'd come to be so sensual to their mind? Wherever there's a human need, the blood sucker thrives. The price is on the menu. Services for cash. Clients better heal their requirements more rash. Blackmail rode in tandem with a photographic flash. All the while, the dollar rose, grew fatter. A fresh young talent, he'd a limitless supply. Satisfaction specialist, sleeping angels, succubi. He gauged the new blood medically, guaranteed supply. Diversify into general splatter. Does the video games to surefire lose? Certain orders to request it to refuse. A discriminating market stretched from Rome to Santa Cruz, a universe pleading for terror. Today's empire stretches to the corners of the earth. He can give you the time of New York, Montreal, Istanbul, Perth. He can give you a healthy estimate on what
And that was Bill Doreen with the song of the Bloodsucker. But it was 1982 when the label really started making waves. In March, Chris Knox and Doug Hood arrived in Christchurch, and over the next 3 weeks, setting up their TAC 4-track in various houses around town, they recorded songs by mainly Spaniards, The Clean, Knox's own Tall Dwarfs, The Chills, Sneaky Feelings, Stones, and the Verlaines.
Is it gonna rain today? Should we have our photo taken? Look like death in the bay.
And that track, of course, was from the Verlaines, Death and the Maiden. Although the Clean and Tall Dwarf Alec Bathgate were domiciled in town, only the Spaniards were strictly a Christchurch act. The other four bands had arrived in town especially for the occasion. The focus of the great media attention, the so-called Dunedin sound, was about to emerge. With little in common apart from attitude and the circumstances under which they recorded their vinyl debuts, these four groups portended an era. Gonna hear some of their music tracks right now. And that was the Chills tune, Pink Frost.
Watch them.
And that was the Gordons with their track, Right on Time. The presence of Knox and Hood in Christchurch in March 82 amounted to a stamp of approval for Flying Nun and Knox, a seminal influence on the Dunedin sound. Was perfectly cast to produce these influential recordings. Out of this visit came Tall Dwarfs, Lewis Likes His Daily Dip, The Clean's Great Sounds EP, the Dunedin Double EP, and mainly Spaniards, That's What Friends Are For. That was a track, That's What Your Friends Are For, by the Mainly Spaniards. The lyrics, we'll go out and get drunk together, we'll get depressed together, that's what your friends are for. Was that the new hedonism? Richard James' tongue-in-cheek ditty aside, accusations that the Flying Nun bands have a tendency to reduce the human experience to a terminal pessimism carry some weight. You can start with the Early Chills and the Tall Dwarfs circa Lewis for confirmation, and the Christchurch groups in particular have been generally short on smiling material. Maybe not as morose as the Wellington Industrial Wasteland. Doomsday paranoia, but much of the Flying Nun catalogue is aimed at the 3 a.m. settee rather than the midnight dance floor. Let's hear a few more Flying Nun songs, and I'll let you be the judge.
say one word for anything but what they've learned from all the young colts. Race horses laugh so hopeful, stiff bricks in the general direction. I'm anywhere but home. Nothing's gonna happen. Maybe all the children in small rooms will fall silent at a wall, a window, and forget to breathe for just 1 minute because of some beauty that has not been altered, damned, or pointed out by the clumsy dark oafs who train them. Nothing's gonna happen. 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 Then again, all the time, every minute, never ending, unrelenting, all around us, without pausing, endless, endless, all pervading, moving motion, this way, that way, that way, our way. Tick tock, free fall, love, love, kiss, kiss, make, do, be, is, was, I, me, be, see, be, e, f, g, h. I think nothing's gonna happen. Silent in a wall or window, and began to breathe for just 1 minute because of some beauty that has not been altered, damned, or pointed out. That a clumsy dog won't train them. Nothing's gonna happen. Nothing's gonna happen. Nothing's gonna happen.
And that was Tall Dwarfs, Nothing's Gonna Happen. I love the ending on that song.
Back home, where I
Sneaky Feelings with Husband House. With the already proven success of The Clean and the acclaim given the Dunedin double, national attention concentrated on Christchurch's southern neighbour. It was the Dunedin bands which achieved Flying Nun's greatest early successes, but the label's hometown also had its moments. 25 Cents, various Bill Doreen ventures, Balloon, DSI, and old-time rock and roller Richie Venus were just some of the Christchurch acts Flying Nun placed on vinyl in the early 80s. During the 50s and 60s, Dunedin made little contribution to the national rock and roll scene. It had its local heroes, but few carried much weight outside the South Island. Being a university town, there was a thriving little underground scene during the late 60s and early 70s, with bands like 49th, Militia, The Clap, and The Throb. But none broke out of the hometown circuit. Craig Scott was a Dunedin boy. Luther and the In-Betweens gave it their best shots, and the globe-trotting Mother Goose was born in Dunedin, and then came 1977, the year of the punk. Dunedin's top band in 77 was Cruise. Formed in November 1976, which against the odds managed to stick around until April 1981, it was not a band that the Enemy had a great deal of empathy with. The Enemy's debut at the Old Beneficiaries Hall in November 77 was the turning point in Dunedin rock. The rest of New Zealand had to settle for toy love, but Dunedin had the genuine article. They were never the same after they left Dunedin. Those that lived through the Enemy will tell you, put it down to parochial pride. After all, those early Enemy audiences were an elite who witnessed the birth of a legend. With no disregard to Mick Dawson, few observers would deny that toy love was better than the Enemy. The Enemy's superiority viewpoint is just a trait of old Dunedin punks. Still, it was the Enemy who started things rolling down there at the bottom of the world, and their very first gig was attended by a number of musicians and would-be musicians who were inspired to form their own groups. By the end of the year, there were two more Dunedin punk bands in rehearsal, London SS and The Clean. The Clean was originally two brothers, Hamish and David Kilgore, plus whatever additional musical muscle they could muster. There were very few outlets for punky type bands in Dunedin throughout 1978. As far as the new approachable club pub managers were concerned, the local punk hierarchy ran thus: the Enemy, first choice, London SS second, and the Clean, a poor third. Their gigs are mostly a support to one of their two contemporaries in the garage and bedroom, though the Clean was getting hot. In mid-1978, the three-piece Clean became a quartet with the addition of Doug Hood on lead vocals, David Kilgore played guitar, Hamish was on drums, and Peter Gutteridge handled bass. Hood was also the Enemy's sound man, manager, and when, in September, the Enemy ventured north, Hood went too. The Clean went into abeyance, later reshuffling the lineup to include drummer Lindsay Hook, with Hamish handling lead vocals. By 79, Dunedin had a handful of new wave bands, new wave as opposed to punk. Very few Dunedin bands were deliberately punk, but gigs were still at a premium. Although there was a growing number of mostly teenage fans for alternative music, it was the mainstream groups who got the plum jobs, groups like Cruise, After Dark and Roxy Locks. Formed in 78 by vocalist Kevin Fogarty, Roxy Locks purported to be new wave, but were definitely not. In 1980, Roxy Locks became the Knobs, scoring two opportunist hit singles: Culture, a turgid piece of modern-day bubblegum inspired by the Muldoon record sales tax debate, and 1981's Liverpool to America, an awful tribute to John Lennon. Let's have a listen to those.
What's it all about?
Sales tax.
Sales tax.
40% It's crippling on the old industry, actually.
Is it?
Yes.
If you're good enough, you'll overcome it, guarantee it.
The Knobs appeared at the end of the 70s with the hit Culture. They made about four records.
Danny DeBay, I know him.
Had you heard of the song?
This song?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Oh. I've heard of the word. Culture.
Sing your house. lefty lefty, she'd worry about 40% sales tax. You'll never get to record with songs like this. Oh my goodness me. Yeah, that sounds rather nice, doesn't it? Up we go. Bam, 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 bam.
First generation My Sex clones, the Knobs appealed to those young adults who figured that these guys would do until the real thing next came around. After a failed attack across the Tasman, Knobs disbanded in 1982.
Yes, the days of the
And the first track there was The Clean with their tune Tally Ho, followed by Pin Group's Ambivalence. And that concludes this week's episode of Stranded in Paradise. And we will continue talking about Flying Nun in the following episode in a fortnight's time. Thanks for joining us here on Fresh FM, Top of the South. I'm Chrissy Small, coming to you from Motueka Studio. Now ending this show with the Pneumatics Riot Squad.
Kia ora, this is John Dix. I'm the author of Stranded in Paradise, and you're listening to Fresh FM.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.